Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. It's time for another Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, and today we're heading down to the Hayward area to Jenks Bait and Tackle to talk to Mike Piccarello. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's the fishing been?
It's been hit or miss with this heat. The heat's made things a little rough.
Yeah, how's this heat affected some of those lakes? Have you seen water temperatures going higher?
Yeah, I talked to one of the local guys, Pete Rich, up here the other day, and he said he got off the water several days ago at about 11:30 at night, and it was still 82 degrees. So the water's a little hot. Given that, the fish are probably sick. A little bit deeper right now.
You seeing that with the bass?
You know, bass aren't quite as susceptible to the heat as all the other ones. If they are sitting deep, they're probably sitting around the cribs.
How's the walleye fishing been down in the Hayward area?
Trolling's been decent. Fishing around the weed edges at night has been a little tough given the heat.
Has it been a crawler and a Lindy rig, or what are people using?
I mean, as far as trolling is concerned, they've been using flicker shads.
And how's the musky bite been?
Musky bite's been okay. Several fish over 40 caught this week. Some have been casting, some have been trolling. Like I said, a local guide, Pete Rich, he popped several of them this week. I know Ty Sennett has brought up a couple this week. You know, it's been on showgirls and it's been on topwater. And, you know, like I said, as this water's warmed up, you know, the guys are starting to go back to trolling. You know, the muskies like that 68-degree water. And not sure if they can hit 68 degrees, no matter how deep they go right now, but they are certainly going deeper, you know, in that deep open water with fog humps.
Looking ahead this week, Mike, it looks like it's going to cool down but stay sunny with not much rain in the forecast. Is that going to help?
It depends if we get some wind. So if we just get some cool nights without any wind, it probably won't help a ton. If we get some wind and it turns the water up a little bit, that might turn things on.
So pray for the walleye chop.
Right, exactly.
This has been great, Mike. What's the best way to find Jenks Bait and Tackle?
We are hop, skip, and a jump away from the flowage. We're at 11050 West County Road B.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.